بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran. In this episode, we're going to recite Surah Shams, and the tajweed point for this episode is the Shamsi and Qamari letters. Here with us, we have Brother Muhammad Ruza. Assalamu alaikum. So, let's get started.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. For today's lesson, we're going to talk about in continuation of the letters that are written but are not pronounced the way they're written. And for today's lesson, we will be reviewing the Shamsi letters and the Qamari letters, which means the moon letters and the sun letters. When Alif Lam is before one of the letters of Shamsi, the Lam is not pronounced. And if Alif Lam is before one of the Qamari letters, then the Lam is pronounced. But if it's before one of the Shamsi letters, then the lam is not pronounced. For example, in the word ash-shams, the lam is not pronounced, because after lam, we have a letter that is part of the Shamsi letters. But in the word al-qamar, the lam is pronounced, because qaf is one of the moon letters. The moon letters are 14, and they are ayn, jim, ba, alif, kaf, ha, Kha, Waw, Fa, Ha, Qaf, Ghain, Mim, and Ya. The rest of the letters in the Arabic alphabet are the sun letters, or the Huruf al-Shamsi. For today's lesson, we will be reading and reciting Surah al-Shams, and we will analyze the Huruf al-Shamsi and the Huruf al-Qamari, which are actually quite a few in this surah.
So, let's listen to Brother Saad al-Hamidi reciting Surah al-Shams.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها والقمر إذا تلاها والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها والسماء وما بناها والأرض وما طحاها ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها فكذبوه فعقروها فدمدم عليهم ربهم بذنبهم فسواها ولا يخاف عقباها.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
والشمس وضحاها.
والشمس وضحاها.
والقمر إذا تلاها.
والقمر إذا تلاها.
والشمس وضحاها.
والشمس وضحاها
والقمر إذا تلاها
والقمر إذا تلاها.
Okay, in the first two verses of Surah Al-Shams, as you can see, in the first verse we have والشمس, and we can notice that the lam of Shams is not pronounced. In the phrase as Shams, the lam is not pronounced because Sheen is one of the huruf of Shamsi. And in the second verse, as you can notice, the lam of Al-Qamar is pronounced because Qaf is one of the moon letters. And it's interesting that Ash-Shams means the sun, and it's pronounced, and the lam is not pronounced, and Al-Qamar means the moon. So there's like a correspondence to the meaning with the way it's pronounced. Now we'll go to the third verse of Surah Ash-Shams.
وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا
وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا
والنهار إذا جلاها
والليل إذا يغشاها
والليل إذا يغشاها
والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها
والنهار إذا جلاها والليل إذا يغشاها.
In the first word of the third verse of Surah Ash-Shams, we have the word An-Nahar. Noon is one of the Shamsi letters. Therefore, the lam of An-Nahar is not pronounced, and it becomes An-Nahar. In the fourth verse, we have Al-Layl. Lam, again, is one of the huruf for Shamsi, and the lam, the first lam, is not pronounced. So it's وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. And also the second lam has a tashdeed. So it has to be pronounced with more stress.
وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا طَحَاهَا
وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا
وَالسَّمَاءِ وَمَا بَنَاهَا
والسماء وما بناها
والسماء وما بناها
والأرض وما طحاها
والأرض وما طحاها
والأرض وما طحاها
والأرض وما طحاها.
In the fifth verse of Surah Ash-Shams, on the word As-Sama, the lam is not pronounced. Again, because Sin is one of the huruf of Shamsi, therefore the lam in the word As-Sama is not pronounced. And in the sixth verse, we have Wal-Ard. As you can see, the lam is pronounced because Alif or Hamza is one of the huruf al-Qamari.
وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا
وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا
وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا
وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا
وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا
فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا
فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا
فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا
فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا.
In the seventh verse, we don't have a word that has alif lam. So in the seventh verse, we don't have a word that has the article alif lam. So we skip this verse and we go to the eighth verse. In the eighth verse, again, we don't have a word that has the article alif lam.
Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran. Reciting Surah Shams, verse number 9.
قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها
قد أفلح من زكاها
قد أفلح من زكاها
قد أفلح من زكاها
قد أفلح من زكاها
وقد خاب من دساها
وقد خاب من دساها
وقد خاب من دساها
وقد خاب من دساها
قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها
قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها
In these two verses that we just recited, again, there was no word that had alif lam. So let's go to the 11th verse.
كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها
كذبت ثمود بطغواها
كذبت ثمود بطغواها
كذبت ثمود بطغواها إذ انبعث أشقاها
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 Since there were no words that had alif lam in the two verses just recited, we will go to the 13th verse of Surah Ash-Shams.
فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقِيَاهَا
فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا
فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا
فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا
فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها
فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها
فقال لهم رسول الله ناقة الله وسقياها
In the 13th verse of Surah Shams, we have the two words of Allah, Rasulullah and Naqatullah. For these two words, Allah, since Lam is one of the Hurufu Shamsi, the first Lam is not pronounced.
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَسَوَّاهَا
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 وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا
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 صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم Thank you, Baran Muhammad Rza, for coming, and thank you, listeners, for staying with us. If you have any comments, send it to us at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآن جنة